Bow Wow announces his new album and retirement, and we also have Abraham McDonald in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Can you hear with this?
Let's cut clean.
Okay, we're doing this now.
He's doing it.
He's rapping to BET. I don't know why I'm doing it to BET. Rapping for money.
Timmy, Turner. Hey. I wish I could harmonize
on that. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio with my queen to be.
Hey guys, I'm in the building.
Mr. Carter in the building.
I'm in the building now.
Coming in with that Timmy Turner designer and that Chloe and Haley cover song.
Yes. I was feeling that. They harmonized the hell out of that.
Did that?
I wish I could harmonize with somebody.
We could
that
do it.
Part.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Timmy Turner.
That ain't.
Do it up. Go up.
She said.
Timmy Turner. Find it. Timmy Turner.
You know what? Why don't we actually
do it? Timmy Turner.
There you go. Hey.
Go ahead,
let me do the tenor. Go ahead.
He be reaching for a button.
Timmy Turner. Go ahead, Soprano.
I couldn't find it.
Timmy Turner. There you go.
Shout out to Abraham McDonald in the building, friend of the beat.
What it do, folks?
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, man.
Since you've been in.
Yeah, you know what? It has been.
It was like just you and me.
Yeah, 2014.
Jeez. Back at the crack shack.
Yeah. Something like that. Pulled up at the house and was like, oh.
What y'all running out of here?
The TV trap house.
That's the TV trap.
After Buzz TV. Well,
now
we done moving
up.
On up, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing, guys. It really is.
Thank you
it
for
really
coming.
Is. And you don't like, what's crazy is that I did your show. You don't know that the morning I did your show, I was sick as a dog.
Really?
It was crazy. 2 months later, I was diagnosed with heart disease, left ventricle cardiomyopathy, and congestive heart failure.
Jesus! So
when I was in the studio that day, it was a really, really, really rough. That's why so many people were with me. It was let's keep him up. Let's keep him smiling.
Which is funny because you had so much energy. I just remember you leaving, and I was just like, wow, what a great person.
Man. Wow. That energy came from my true love source, because I had none.
Oh, well, thank God. How are you today?
I am loving life. It's been 2 years. It's been an adjustment, finding out this, that, and the other, and seeing my life basically just taking onus to my life and saying I want to live. So since I last saw you, I've lost 65, 70 pounds.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Decided to do that. I was like, that or die. So I was like, well.
Well, I'd rather live. Thank you very much.
So wait, did you have to now you're here in California, like ate one of these vegans or vegetarian?
You know what? Let me tell you. I ate raw for a long period of time.
I did that for 21 days. It was a 21-day cleanse, but I lasted about 16. The D-Herb cleanse.
I knew it. I was actually an ambassador for D-Herb. So that's how
you
I
know
lost
Keita?
That. Yeah, that's how I lost that weight.
How he gonna know Keita? Maybe it's a million people.
Yeah, Keita. Yeah, of course I know. That's family, though. Keita's okay. Family.
I don't know what y'all talking about, because I don't eat raw.
Keita, you
know
Keita? Diva. Shout out to my
Terrell Owens.
Keita. Oh, Keita. Oh, she was here not too long ago.
Yeah, that's
okay,
bad.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah,
okay, hi, Keita.
Yeah.
So you lasted the full 21?
I did it for longer than 21 days.
Honey,
yeah,
tried.
Man, I did it for about 8 months.
I was looking at that squash like, if I have to eat another goddamn squash.
But you know what I did, though? Some of us have learned the artistry of cheating, baby. Oh. So I had
used
to learn
steam it.
Well, no.
You can't cook anything above 96 degrees. You lose nutrients.
Yeah, but I learned how to make certain dishes that I liked. And then I just shifted my diet up. Like, what I was eating, like, majority of, even to this day, like, my son is like, Dad, come on. Like, whenever you open the refrigerator, everything is 75% live.
How expensive is that?
We don't thank God
for.
Okay, for his Tinder glory.
Well, I thank God for the gift that he gave okay. so that I can receive.
Right, one cup of juice, Lord, one cup of juice. So yeah, it is expensive at times to eat raw, and some of the restaurants you get to go to and all that stuff. But I will say that for me, I can't speak for anyone else. For me, it was definitely the decision that I needed. The Herbs was definitely a champion in that process. So with them, I blogged about the experience and just worked with them to kind of see what it could do. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll be able to see photos and videos and stuff like that from me working, because I wasn't the workout king, baby. I was like, I would go to the gym and sit down. Like, this is a great story place to rest. Life. They got a good sound, you know, the soundtrack is good.
Nice AC.
Cool. The AC. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I used to do. But now I hike. I do all that stuff now. One of my assistants, which he's graduated now to creative director. But I remember we were walking. I would speed walk. And I just took off running. And I'm trying. His response was hilarious because he wasn't ready. He ran track. He didn't run track at all. He wasn't ready at all. He had never seen it. So when I took off, it took him a second to realize I was running. Then it became, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those.
I'm going to take my time. No, yeah. I do want to lose a few pounds, but I don't think the raw way is the way to
well,
do
girl,
it.
Well, girl, you're done.
I got a kitchen full of Herbalife, right. But I'm hearing bad things about Herbalife. Girl, I'm hearing Herbalife cause cancer.
Girl, I will show you
and
a 70.
Liver failure.
I will show you a 75-year-old woman who's been doing it for 35 years, honey.
Herbalife and that, and been around for 35
girl,
years,
and she Herbalife's came running down down the street. And I guarantee you, whoever talking about that, a few weeks after check in, and they're gonna be like, it wasn't the Herbalife. Girl, I ain't putting nothing in my body like that. I mean, I know I'm over here drinking the devil's juice, keto, and I'm just looking like, I know keto watching like
keto raw. She's raw only.
No, but she the one that got me on the D herb thing.
Oh.
And, like, be
oh yeah,
checking.
Yeah, yeah, with AD. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I saw keto not too long ago. Though we were at I did a private. My friend Niecy Nash and keto and all of us. So it's like a community of supporters, if you will. But Niecy's husband. I did a put together a beautiful set for a private event they did, and so aww. We all hung out and chilled and sang. I brought in African dancers and all kind of stuff. No. Well, you know, I say a good woman hard to find. So when you find one, you better keep her.
Hello, come and get me, goddammit.
All right. Well, okay. So let's move on into the show, though. So we got a few topics we got to get through. First of all, so I found this. Bow Wow is apparently retiring from music.
I didn't know his money was long enough to do that.
Oh, honey, check
CSI. He got CSI.
20 million sold.
Yeah.
20 million sold. Okay.
And I was like, but out of 20 million,
how much saved
did you keep? Because I heard. But did I talk to y'all about this, about Iggy Azalea?
No.
I got
the tea. What's the team? Let me
set. So apparently she signed a really horrible deal when she first got signed. Not with T.I., totally with like the record label, but I would assume T.I. should have probably helped her out a little more.
Right.
That was her job to do that with management.
Right, because T.I. was her manager, right?
She
never signed with Grand Hustle, but Grand Hustle was just her management.
She only makes. And not to say only, because it's like, in my world, I'd be like, thank you. $25,000 a month. No residuals off music that she's put out, fancy, all that stuff. That's what she makes. She signed.
Thank God, her.
I know. Actually, she got herself, baby.
Yeah.
It is your responsibility. Let me tell you something. When I was 13 years old,
the TLC
signed my first contract. My mom made it very clear to me at 13: if you don't understand it, you can't sign it.
That's right.
Wow.
And so, so for what, however many ages I have risen, that's the way we do it. If you don't understand it, you don't sign it, and you can't be so anxious. You can't be so anxious to be whatever it is you think. You know what I'm saying? Because that can cost you a lot more later.
Ooh, that's deep.
Go ahead with that. $25,000 a month.
Yeah, and that's the number I heard in my head before you said it.
Are you serious?
So right before you said it, I heard $25,000. Wow. And so you say $25,000, I said, well, she should have read it.
Well, hopefully that's you. What you heard was coming to me.
Right.
Speak that word. Speak that, okay.
Timmy, turn.
Right. I'm wishing for a burner. I need some money. No, okay. Right.
Well, so Baba basically said, because Twitter... came at him real hard and was like, honey, we thought you'd been retired. Like, how you retired from music? Like, your music is tired. Like, they came really hard at him, and then he got defensive. And Bow Wow, why? Don't even interact with them. You know what you've done. We all know what Bow Wow's done. And so he said he's going to put out one last album with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's going to help produce the whole album because that was who started his career.
Yeah, that's true.
So he said, I feel like if I'm going to go out, if I came in with Snoop, I'm going to go out with Snoop. Mm-hmm. And then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on acting.
I was just about to ask you that. Is he just going to focus on acting?
Obviously? I don't believe this. I'm sorry.
This is why I want to talk about it.
Man, I think that you going back in with Snoop, it tells us immediately you're looking for a win. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for a retirement album. You're looking for a win album. So, mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at you. Now, now should you have to retire, I don't know if that's good.
I think he's too young. I think he's too young to retire.
Well, no. He's always said, and he has been consistent with it. He said, by the time he's 30, he does not want to be rapping.
That's right, because he's been out since he was a kid.
I just don't see myself rapping past 30.
He was like 6 years old or something like that when he came out. No, man. Okay, so it's about right. I just hope he got his money up but he did do CSI. He's been doing a really good job on CSI. And he is a good actor.
He's a great actor.
So I guess it's time for him to transition. Like LL Cool J mm-hmm. transitioned to acting. And he has a very long career in acting. Yeah. And he kind of retired from music, even though every once in a while he'll drop something for no reason. But he's been, LL Cool J has definitely made his acting career Will Smith. So hopefully he can get into the line with these people who are now moguls in acting. Yeah. I say, fuck it, Bow Wow, do what you want. I think you look good. I think you're young enough to start a new career.
Take it somewhere else.
Like, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything nasty today because
I am. Tell you why. Power with 50 Cent. No, he showed his dick.
Oh my god, for real? No, it's a fake one. Then no, now let me explain something to you. Let me tell you why I'm not saying anything nasty. We're gonna go off subject for 2.5 seconds. This motherfucker called my phone and he's out with two people, right? One of them is a guy. This motherfucker goes, you need to meet Queen. She'll suck your dick.
No.
Yes, he did. Now, you know,
I must have been drinking the other devil's juice because I don't remember.
Listen, I put one in the air. So, you know, I'm mellow like, what are you talking about? He's like, bitch, come meet us. Come meet us. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, come meet us. You don't need to know what he looked like. He's a nigga with a dick. Yeah. You want to see, and you'll suck his dick.
She's a...
Son, I was so embarrassed. The man got on the phone, and he was like, Queen, I don't know you. He said, but I hear good things about you. Jesse jumps on the phone. You don't need to know her. All you need to know is that you got a dick, and she'll suck your dick.
Jesse must have been on.
It was Stephon. Now I know who it is.
I just joke with Queen, so I'll pick up
and give up the phone to a home. It might have been a home when I was walking it down Skid Row.
But he's obsessed with me. He's obsessed with me with my fellatio skills, obviously, because I would never do anything like y'all hear me talk about sucking dick all the time because that's what I do. I'm very good at it.
Only two people knew about this. One, because I didn't at the time, now you remind me. And you just are now.
I'm announcing that I'm not saying anything nasty today.
After she's broken the mold. She's broken the mold and decided that she shall now restrain.
Starting 6 minutes into the show. Now.
Okay. Let's get in order.
All right. Well, Bow Wow, good luck with whatever you're doing. Yeah. I love you. All right. So, girl.
I was so embarrassed.
Abraham. So, since last you come, what we do is we search the internet and we find independent artists and we play the music videos. Mm-hmm. I don't show them to Queen because she does things like that when she sees things off the top of her head. So we want to get that response. Similar response to you. You don't have to be as, you know, vocal if you want or not.
Did he place vocal if you want? You can be as vocal as you want. If it's hot, I'll say something. That's what we want the truth.
Sometimes we get some artists in here and you know they don't want to talk about someone else's work, but you know what? It's all constructive criticism, positive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Here we go. First is Gregory Porter. The song is Consequence of Love. Bring us a little nostalgic sound back. Take a look.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. You always trying to put me on somebody's penis.
I will go.
What? The you were high.
No, I was not. Girl.
You don't like Gregory Porter? I love Gregory Porter. He's one of the last few men on the earth actually singing.
Anytime I put something like this on, she think I'm high on
it. There's a song he did called Lion. You look that up. Right to be that's the one that'll get you.
It's a good lift me up song. They say, you see
the game for me. She's like, he singing too slow for you, Queen. I begin
to hate. I'm trying to understand what's happening time here. Time and distance.
She a hairdresser.
Where's his ears?
He hide them all the time. He been hiding his ears for years, y'all. I wonder what that's about too, Queen.
What that mean?
I don't know. What's up with them ears, Gregory?
Maybe he don't got none.
But then he can't hear himself sing. If he
right, he wouldn't be on key.
They still got the holes there.
There's no holes.
I have no time for this. He said they still got the holes there.
All right, Gregory Porter, Consequence of Love.
Not my type of thing.
Clearly.
No, I'm not going
to lie. I think for a first-time Gregory Porter experience, you probably don't want to have the Consequence of Love as the first. All right,
this is his newest single, so we wanted to put it out there, give him his proper credit.
Consequence of Love. No, and he has no ears, and he looks like he's real tight up here, whatever that rap he has around his ears. Why don't you want to hear yourself sing, son?
He does give me Eddie Munster.
He's giving me... He's old and he's still trying. And I don't know who Gregory Porter is, but you do, so that matters.
I'm trying to tell you, he just sold out Hollywood Bowl. Like, he's amazing.
He sold out Hollywood Bowl?
He's huge. He's huge.
Well, maybe I need to look up Gregory Porter. Yeah,
you need a blunt and go listen to some Gregory Porter.
And listen to that song, Lion. This Consequence of Love gave him bad consequences with you. So
okay, I'll look up Lion.
So, yeah, we're going to hold off on that
all right, so make sure you guys check out that one, too. This next girl, Mr. Carter, randomly sent this in a text. I think he meant to send me something else.
No, I meant to send you that.
But you were talking about a whole nother song.
Oh, okay. And I was like, this ain't.
Yeah, and
I
was like,
I don't know y'all shit.
So where did you find her?
I need to know who you're talking to.
Jazzy. Life on Mars. Life on Mars. So
you got good skin.
Thank you.
So, and just make sure you don't grow them sideburns out like
whatever, y'all. Always trying to talk about my hair.
His whiskers. His bunny tails.
Sylvester the cat. All right, so I don't know how this is a David Bowie tribute.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No.
Already.
Oh, no. She's actually really dope. But it's like, she does like 40 seconds into it. It's like this weird thing that I guess they're playing back something of David Bowie's, but the actual rap has nothing to do with him. So I'm kind of like weirded out that they called it a David Bowie tribute.
I think they call it that because you for
to get more hits
when,
on
yeah, exactly. When you however you word it, you know, that's gonna pop up at that time, you know, after he had passed and stuff, that was huge. So everybody was searching that, so I'm sure that's why she put that in the title.
Well,
it makes sense.
Either or, her flow is very like,
yeah, she's dope. Yeah.
New York, 90s, check it out. Jazzy, Life on Mars.
I think that's the one I sent you to.
Poet and an author. Smarter with my hustle, plus you got nothing to barter. Spitting like I'm darker, heavy hitters about to envy. Yeah, it took a minute, but today I'm killing men. Many money like I'm Lauren Hill counting my pennies. This here is a blessing, just eating at Denny's. Wendy's, whatever you eating is with martinis. You're glowing on the cover of Maxim thinking you teeny. Ass everywhere, back it up, beep, beep. Ash in the air, gon' hit a bus street sweep. Fast without a care, can give a fuck, skeet, skeet. Passing and you stare, should give it up, weak, weak. Undertaking criticism for my mental prism. Chauvinism, got them thinking the system holds up religion. Magicians, focus, focus, rappers, no ambition. They pop up out of nowhere, it's a trick like apparition. This could get ghostly, Whoopi with her dreadlocks. Million men marching in, all you see is dead cops. All I see is hustle, hustle, money on a deadlock. Blinded by the glitter fame, chase it to your head drop. Now you got a bigger name, harder than a bed top. I can get to any city, flying or a leg hop. I got people everywhere, so I never
flash
spots. I just
want to. Yo, Jazzy, Life on Mars. What you thinking?
I was like, yo, she actually good.
Mm-hmm. She's wrong.
I feel like we need some of that, though.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing.
We need some of that.
Yeah, I fucks
with her. I was like, yo, she brave, because, you know, in today's market, they're like, Remy?
Too wrong.
Yeah, we don't know if we want that, but I'm like, yo, that's exactly what they need.
She's I like the video, too.
Yeah, I like the video, the colorfulness. She needs some lashes on, but I like the I like the colorfulness. I like the neon, and I like the little stairs. Tried to invest in her in her thing. God bless her. She's dope though.
Like,
she got
simple
lyrics
too. But
yeah,
she got bars.
Yeah, she got bars.
She got bars.
Good choice. Good choice, Carter.
Next, shout out to Caitlin Monroe. She watches all the time. So again, you guys can send in artists that you find on the web, like, and we'll give you a shout out. So Caitlin Monroe sent me this one. Her name is Princess Nokia, and the song is called Tomboy.
Who that is, ho? That girl is a tomboy.
That's definitely New York.
Is that? I think it's the Bronx.
Yeah, she Puerto Rican. That's the Bronx.
Right by the Concourse.
She's laughing.
I love this. I love this.
So chill.
The video, aesthetically, is drawing. And my pastor can listen to this.
I hope your pastor ain't watching, because I just said a whole thing about penis.
Well, she knows how to pray for you now.
Why she keep talking about little titties?
Because she's talking about being a tomboy. So you guys can check out the rest of the song to like hear fully what she's talking about. Princess Nokia tomboy.
Yo, you know what? It's been a lot of girls lately dropping bars.
And honestly, I part of me was like really trying to like diversify, but I'm like, you know what? I love female MCs, and I think they never get the shine.
Never.
And that's why a lot in the past few weeks I've been like filling
pushing
the
it
show with that, because it's really, I feel like we're about to get the next big female MC. Nikki's been sitting back for a while.
Yeah, Nikki's in love.
All these young girls are coming up.
You made me almost run around the damn.
He needs to stop. He's so naughty.
No, Nikki, like that friend that gets in the bad relationship and you don't see her for the damn 3 years.
She's not in a bad relationship. She's in a good relationship. That's why you don't see her. Queens and Philly, they always represent. It's all good. She in love. The nigga doing home, what is it? Home, in-house, what the thing on your ankle? In-house jail.
That's so cute.
Oh, he on house arrest.
He's on house arrest. So she doing his bid with him at the crib.
That sounds like a healthy relationship. Speaking of healthy, speaking of healthy relationships.
I am over here trying to figure it out. No judgment. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, well, no judgment, but I did judge this next person because his name is Baby Jesus.
Oh, that's not Baby Jesus?
Oh, we ain't calling him that.
We're not going to call him no Baby Jesus.
So here's why I put the song on here, because I saw it come across my YouTube and I was like, oh, hell.
No. He said his name is Baby Jesus. We not gonna call him that on here. Okay, sorry. Go
I
ahead.
Said he must have meant because I only know one.
Okay,
and when I think of the goodness, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But that was for you, Pastor. Go ahead.
Right, you know you want to clean it. Right.
Steve was like,
the song called I Need You. He's like, we gotta go.
He's like, hurry up. She a motherfucking beast, and she say I don't pay her attention. I say, baby, I'm chasing these millions. She smile back and say, baby, I feel you. I told her, stay down and stay patient. Let's get it. I need you. That
girl,
when I get
you
home.
I need you, girl. Do you believe in me? I need you. Girl, I need you. I need you, girl. Do you believe in me? Girl, I'm out to play with your mind. Them little niggas just wasting your time, and I need you. Girl, I need you. I need you, girl. Do you believe in me? Get money on the west side, just trying to be safe, trying to stay out the way. And she wanna argue them games I don't play. Say she gonna keep my car, it ain't nothing but pain. I thought it was all up to the love turned to hell. I'm so focused on music, no time for a date. You gon' have to go through it, if not, you can stay tied. I rope around your ankles and hop in the lake. Hey,
Queen, what happened? What's going on?
Baby Jesus, I need you. What's going on, Queen?
Yeah,
it's always the blackest niggas with the whitest bitches. I'm sorry.
I thought she was going to come for the song.
I already knew what she was doing.
It's always the blackest motherfuckers with the whitest bitches. I swear to God. And that's whatever your preference is, but I'm getting tired of that shit. I'm a black woman, yes, sorry.
Come
I'm
on,
no,
baby, Jesus,
I mean,
do better.
Baby, I mean, I'm just sick of that. I'm just sick of that shit. I'm sick of that shit.
All right.
I'm sick of that shit. That shit is whack, fucking and suck a dick.
So she didn't hear any lyrics, Baby Jesus.
I sure didn't.
How you needed that white girl.
Yeah, I need you. Fuck you. Let this bitch march out there with you with Black Lives Matter. Let's see what happens with that. Moving on.
God, queen.
I'm sorry.
All right, next. We gonna come up with this.
That's all right, because I'm gonna give me a white man. I'm getting Steve when that beard grow back. I'm kidding, Steve.
Tasha, the Amazon. The song is called Picasso Leaning. Dropped yesterday.
I'm so old hey. That shit. Shit is disturbing. We ain't getting grown. And the nights, they don't ever end.
Cause we never go home. It's the subwoofer in the ride. Very belly.
I promise you, that's what I was thinking.
I just watched it like 2 weeks ago. Call it what you wanna call it. This whole room is alcoholics. Cup full and empty wallets. Problems of the young and lawless. You know it's levels to this dirt. A gram is for fun and a thousand is work. I sip lager and my man sipping Zerk. Just trying to get turnt like PD Pop shirt.
Does that sound like hate just now when I use it? Hate. No, right?
With that
Jesus guy.
Oh, you definitely sound perturbed. It was from a deep place.
It's disturbing.
It was from a deep place. That was not surface.
Okay.
Tasha the Amazon. Okay. Picasso leaning.
I like the women you've been choosing lately. Like, I really, really do. They definitely have bars, and they have style, and they have flow.
Yeah. I like that they got on clothes. Let me say that because I really feel like anything that they direct when it comes to music, hip hop, and also for women, it's usually in the same
garb. Over-sexualized.
Yep. Same garb. So for me, with all three artists, whether we liked or didn't like, what I appreciated is that I saw their talent.
And even though they talked about their body sexually, it wasn't...
We weren't seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they all look like bosses. Actually, my favorite was the second girl.
Itty Bitty Titty.
Yeah.
In the Bronx.
Princess Nokia. I was like, yo, actually, I can see her have a long career because aesthetically she's drawing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you make me want to look at what you're doing.
When she spit that milk out, that was funny.
That was really.
Her grandmother said.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, because that was real.
That was real.
That's what made it funny to her.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, I almost got knocked on the camera.
On camera, right. Grandma probably didn't even know she was shooting a video at that.
Right.
Stand there recording on the iPhone.
Right.
All right, last but not least. So Nelly had dropped this song. I didn't realize that they came out with a video for it. He's kind of going with a very worldly sound for it. It's with Cash Cash and Digital Farm Animals. They produced and wrote the song. And the song's called Millionaire. Here's the video.
Is this Apple?
Nelly?
Mm-hmm. I don't eat no smoke when she on fire. If they ain't suicide doors, then she don't ride. She got the best for pussy, or she don't fly. Don't lie. She gon' make you pay to see it working.
When he went country.
Yeah, I like it when they're like
that.
Check.
Was his biggest song. That was his biggest album.
Yep.
No, this sounds like a check.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what I just said.
That's why he's singing
like a millionaire.
Sounds like
yep.
a check, though.
This is for the world. This ain't for us.
Yes, this is for the world.
Yeah, this is for the world.
Yeah, this is like Shakira would come on after this. And...
Oh, yeah, overseas, they are going to eat.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
They in the visa dancing. Yeah. This is a check.
This is the new wave, y'all. This sound.
You could take him off. You could put Pitbull on there. You could put Shakira on there. Rihanna could even hop on this track. Wyclef Jean.
Drake. Everybody can hop on this now. Sure.
Get a remix. Yeah.
And they styled the heck out of him for this video. I love all the choices.
Good job.
Come on, Nelly. Yeah.
So we're into that?
I'm into it. I think Nelly's smart. Nelly know where the money at, so he jumped right over.
Right.
I don't know if it's still legit, but... Up until like 3 or 4 years ago, Nelly was the number one selling hip hop artist of all time.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He knows how to
work.
That double disc.
Oh, yeah.
Did
Sweatsuit was huge.
Which is crazy because out of all his stuff, that was probably my least favorite. But
he knows how to maneuver with the times and he knows what sells. Nelly is no longer making music to sound like everybody else. Nelly has always had his own sound.
Authenticity.
That sounds like everybody.
Authenticity.
You don't think that sounds like
looking for.
I don't feel like it sounds like everybody else. I feel like he's in the flow of his becoming. So you're supposed, your trajectory should shift.
Yes.
If you are supposed to be here, it should shift. So I don't think, honestly, I hear why you're saying it sounds like everybody else.
It sounds like Flo Rida. Like,
see, I don't listen to Flo Rida. I got sense.
Flo Rida is selling.
And Flo Rida got coins.
He sell units.
Didn't he do that little show when everybody came in Florida? It was something like maybe a few months ago. So I was like, okay, well, great, Flo Rida. That's good. But Nelly, to me, is classic in the space of understanding his gift.
Yes. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just I rap. Mm. Like, yo, I'm a sounding board. Mm-hmm. Something comes from it, and then I release. So you have people like when they say, oh, I'm going to retire. The truth is, you can never retire from being creative.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you say that?
Right. You can't retire your kid.
This is proof that like, yo, it comes to you when it comes to you. We haven't heard an album from Nelly in a minute.
In years. Right.
And why? He gonna sit down, that guy and do just as well as an album. That
it's
one
a, and that's been out for a little while, so he's probably getting them good money overseas.
And look, I was about to say, and right now, the industry is about entrepreneurship. This is not about being signed to a label.
Yep.
So if you have any kind of weight, Nelly right now is doing better. Like, even if he don't sell this little record, he's still going to do well on the performance side.
That's true.
And ultimately, for artists, that is where our real bread and butter
come from. Yeah.
Because as it relates to record sales, like you said, what little Iggy get $25,000 a month,
a little quarter.
But you know, she sold millions from some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah, like Fancy, like the fact that wasn't pulling off that.
I tell you this though, if Gregory Porter can sell out the Hollywood Bowl, anything is
possible.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna take it though, Queen. I'm gonna give you a high five on that though. I'm not mad at Queen on that one. She said somebody listening to something.
God damn it. So that song is gonna do good that Nelly just did.
Right.
Because if Gregory Porter,
the ear hider.
Like he's a Pokemon or something with a power. He hides his ear.
So weird.
All right, okay, Abraham. So. Speaking of performing,
hi Abraham McDonald.
Hello.
I heard you've been doing a lot of it, and I hear you're about to do even more.
Man, so it's been a beautiful ride. Like we talked earlier about what happened in the beginning, and this last year has been amazing. We dropped Better, produced by Gabe Rowland, who's doing some amazing stuff.
Gabe's coming in next week.
He's amazing.
You know Gabe?
Oh yeah, Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe is amazing. Amazing writer, performer himself, and so he wrote this song some years ago. And Gabe had been my musical director before he graduated into stardom. he was my musical director, writer, producer, and all that stuff for a minute, and. Last year, something was just like, yo, there's something egging at me with that record. We need to get it out. And it turns out it's been the theme song for a lot of people's lives this year. People want better, whether it's in their relationship, whether it's in their jobs, whether it's if they want their little children to act right, whatever, people want better. So we shot a music video for it. Solomon Gross, an incredible young director, filmed it with Rashad Marshall, who did the treatment. And
did y'all use a red?
You know what? I
don't
stood
know.
In front of the camera. I haven't the slightest.
I can tell when it plays. Use.
All I know is like I love the vibe, and it was like we filmed like when you see me in studio, we're actually at Westlake Studios where Michael Jackson did the like crazy. You feel me? Like where he did most of this was his room. So when he was doing Bad, when he was doing when he did so for me it was like, yo,
I'm in here.
And so like I'm in his room. I'm in his holding room and there's all the records and the gloves and the, you know what I'm saying, everything. I was just like, yo, it's been an amazing ride. So
we're going to take a look at the video for Better, but I just have to tell you, because you keep being like, I was just thinking that. So there's like there's a magical energy in the room, because guess what? Before you even got here today, I randomly was thinking about, because we do this thing at the end of the show when another artist performs, and I was like, who could come in next week? I was like, well, let me hit up Gabe. So crazy that you're saying all this right now. Yeah, literally texting him right now, like, yo, and then Abraham going to come in, we about to show Better right now. Let's take a look. Here's Abraham McDonald, Better.
I like Gabe. He's nice.
And good kid.
Okay. Where's your patch?
Oh, I saw like 25,000 people with it, so I gave it back.
Have you ever found the words to tell somebody they were special? Words that said that you would never let go. Words so hard to find, and it seems that good intentions is all they seem to leave behind. So what makes me so different? How can I make you listen? 'Cause there's a thousand words I could speak, but I don't wanna repeat the same thing.
It's
I tell you every day that I won't go away. Let me give you something that is better than words. I can tell you every night that I will make you cry. Let me give you something that is better than words, than words, than words, than words. That's better than words, yeah. That is better than words, better than words. Maybe I'm crazy, I try my best to see things through love's eye. I believe that I can see the very best in both.
All right, y'all. No, if you want to check out the rest of the video, make sure you guys check it out on YouTube.
It's like a movie.
Abraham and Dunn, go
that's
get
a plus. Wait a minute. It's a whole damn room. Queen just said.
I didn't want it to stop, and I was literally, like, into it. I wanted to see the story play out.
This amazing.
I'm going to watch that later. No, and I'm not holding you up.
No.
Like, I'm really, like, I was like, wow. Like, I wanted to. I like how this song, I like how the video has a story. And it's not you.
Right.
You're just the narrator, basically, as the singer, and someone else is acting out what's going on. I like that.
Amazing.
We don't see that often.
Can I tell you guys what's really crazy? So, this video I actually produced. I cast and produced.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I styled it with Reckless
Watson.
But
don't know if you use the red.
No, but I don't know nothing about my damn cameras. We got to stay focused now. But what's amazing is that, so that's Stephen Slate's an amazing actor doing some amazing stuff, movies and all that stuff. But the girl is actually my cousin.
Really?
And we had never met in person.
What?
Until the first day on set.
God bless you. That was nice.
So something came to me like, it was like we were like casting, like who, I went through a bunch of different people. And it was like almost 11, almost midnight, and someone said, hit Max. And we had never seen each other in person, and one of my aunts just kept, you know, you got that one auntie who's like, well, you need to talk to your cousin. And so I called her and said, hey, Max, it's Abe. And we went through the whole kind of like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yo, I just shot a video a week ago and said I'd never do it again, but...
For you.
I'll do it. So it was an amazing day because my sister co-wrote the treatment. And so it was so... Like, when they came into the house, John Moranis let us use his home, but they came in and they just stood there looking at each other for 30 to 40 seconds. They just stood there looking at each other, and both of them had the same response. Wow, I have a family.
Wow.
We don't want me to get deep because y'all know I land.
I know,
in
that's what we do.
The ocean.
We go deep.
But yeah. but that for me was like, everything for me is with grand purpose,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily about me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are things that you'll do in your life that are definitely about you.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are moments that you experience. And then for us, from the director to the AD, who was my best friend,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman who said, okay, yeah, you can use my house. He's one of the vice presidents of E1. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all kinds of favor was over the project. So I like, so even now when Jeremy hit me and said, like, yo, you need to do, you know, whatever, you know, BHL. I was like, yo, what a great opportunity, even with Better, to showcase it even again,
mm-hmm.
because it's about the drive,
mm-hmm.
and seeing it go. And I've done so much over this last year. My life has gotten better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not to mention, you know, selling out Walt Disney concert hall a couple of weeks ago.
That was an experience.
Yeah, how was that? Oh, my God. So I started to tell you guys earlier, they were like, shut up. Don't say it yet. Now, I was talking about operating, walking in the fluidity and the flow of your life, being
yes.
fluid in the flow of
Come
your
on
life.
Come on now, teach today.
So last year, I was like, yo, I want to do this Luther show. I want, because I believe in Luther Vandross. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to let it die.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, all that. And so, you know, I went to some people and said, I wanted to do this. I want to do it. And it was going to cost, you know, almost $20,000 to do it. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to use whatever I got Jesus to do. We're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I do believe it's what I'm supposed to do. So anyway, long story short, I get a call and someone says, "Hey, we need to get you involved with the Inner City Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles with Charles Dickerson." And I said, "Well, what is that? What they do? You know, you got three people they call, they make it sound big, and then you go look and you like."
You got know, you like sitting outside with a thing creaking.
In a cafeteria at a YMCA.
Right.
Like, right. With a half a microphone. But anyway, right. Turns out this organization is an amazing organization. So I have to take a second and say thank you to Charles Dickerson and the Inner City Youth Orchestra Los Angeles. It's an amazing organization, and they take kids from all over the city. Wow. And they train them. They put them with professionals and all that. So we debuted at Walt Disney Concert Hall on July 17th. I did a tribute to Luther Vandross. Y'all need to find them pictures. That jacket I had.
I saw the jacket. I was like, you was fresh. Now, mind you, I don't
why usually go fresh.
I usually don't look people up. I usually don't, you know, do too much research on a talent because I like to judge the talent from face to face, you know. But I was like, let me look them up because I pressed the hashtag of your name and then I saw that you sing and then I saw kids and I'm like, oh, okay, so he deals with kids. I'm a person who loves children. I love anything that has to do with talented kids. So then I started digging deeper, and I was like, oh, here go the video. He was at Disney, and that jacket.
Blair Dooley.
Well, honey.
Yeah.
That jacket. What's his name? Darrell would love that jacket. Darrell would love that jacket.
Yeah, this girl could not call.
Look, I smoke fucking weed. My brain is fried. I forget names. That's why you're here. Okay. We're here together. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so, but that was an amazing experience, to say the least. You know, 100-piece orchestra. And then...
Elf kids.
It was kids. It was mixed. They sprinkled some adults in there. They had to sprinkle. Let's keep them consistent.
Okay.
And 100-voice choir. I did a song called Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and I changed the set list literally maybe a week before. Something just was like, yo, let me hear it. I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, a baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wait, I don't mean to cut you off. Is that the one where the boy was going, hallelujah, from American Idol, what was it? You know what I'm talking about?
God.
Hallelujah.
That would be the song.
Hallelujah. I'm not meaning to interrupt you, but can you sing me something sexy?
You got to turn my sexy mic on.
Come on. You gonna have Queen.
No, don't do it. Falls on. Do it. No, I'm not.
Let me lift my feet up.
Don't do it. I hate you, Jesse.
Let me hold you tight.
Yes.
If only for one night. Let me keep you near me to ease away your fears. It would be so nice if only for one night.
Yeah.
And I won't tell a soul.
If you're singing it like that, you better
no
not.
No one has to know.
Yeah.
If you want to be totally discreet. Mm-hmm. It would be so nice if only for one night.
Yay! Yay. See, kids, y'all don't know nothing about that. That's okay. Luther Vandross.
And he's this, like, when someone can come in and just sing on the spot, like, that's I love art. That. That's yay. Talent. That's God.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Hey, I'll take it. That's God.
Receive. Well, and I'm going to need you to give us one more because I see that you was in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to do something amazing.
He's on down.
So there's a group called Broadway in the Hood. Now, I'm always a soft-hearted person when it comes to organizations that work with youth.
Yes.
But Broadway in the Hood was one of those organizations, like PBS has done specials on them and all that stuff. And they recently just did the Ford Amphitheater with Jennifer Holliday, Shirley Ralph, and Loretta Devine doing Dreamgirls.
Oh. You know?
And so that was amazing. And so I get a call. I'm trying to tell you, y'all, a good jacket go a long way.
Yes, it does. That jacket was everything.
So I get a call. And the director
yes,
of the
jacket.
Show.
Yes, that's not it, no, that's but he's clean, it. Though.
I'm clean
he
right
clean
there.
Right there. But that other one has some things on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It was a navy blue and sienna orange sequin.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice and right. But that jacket, when the director called, you know, they called to offer me a part as the Wiz in The Wiz playing at the Smith Center in Las Vegas. I'll be there from the 29th through the 4th of September.
Oh, so you'll be The Wiz.
I'll be playing The Wiz. But then he said, Do you happen to have access to that jacket? I said, oh, you like that? He said, yeah, man, the Wiz got to be clean. Maybe, we got capes, we got stuff for you, but that jacket.
That jacket was clean.
We just want to see the jacket in person. My boy Blair Dooley did that jacket, and we want to lift Blair up. He's actually an amazing cancer survivor.
Oh.
And while he was doing that jacket, He suffered some setbacks.
Oh.
But he was so determined. When I tell you, that man was like, yo, nah, you're not hitting that stage.
Without my jacket. That's the magic jacket.
He did that jacket, and then he went and laid down in the hospital bed. So we don't go. So we keep Blair lifted. He's up and he's doing his thing. He's like, yo, I got your next piece ready.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yeah, because it has to be something that keeps you moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen different things in life, and no matter what you trial through, the tracking is that you keep moving.
Yes.
And people don't understand oftentimes that when you take that break to deal with your thing, whatever it is, your divorce, your loneliness, your hurt, whatever, if you take that thing in a permanent seat, you done lost your vision. You done lost your life already.
That's true.
So the thing is, like, yo, you have to have something that you're active in that you believe, whether it's the youth, whether it's your church, whether it's helping feed the homeless, whatever it is. Hell, it could be sitting at your house knitting. I don't care. You just need to make sure you have something that keeps you active, because I saw firsthand for myself that thing pushed him
to keep going.
Yeah.
That's good.
We have, you're honoring Deborah Lee.
Oh, no, we just did that.
Just did that.
You know, the president of BET.
Yes.
Deborah Lee. I got a call from a friend of mine, Cynthia Hurd, and she said, baby, I need a trick. I said, well, I don't know what that's good. She said, you know what I mean.
I would have been like a sugar daddy
trick. Yeah. I was like, Sin, what are you talking about? But no, she said, I was working with the YWCA, Greater Los Angeles, with Faye Washington and Cynthia Hurd, and they brought me in as a special guest to honor Deborah Lee. With her, I think she was receiving the Humanitarian Award.
Oh, good for her.
So that was amazing for me. And what was great, though, is that same song, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. That song for me has become a champion song. I've serenaded Michelle Obama. I've sung for the Prime Minister of Israel.
Wow.
The IAC, the Israel Times of Israel, whatever. It's been a lot with that song. And so I did Walt Disney Concert Hall, and that was the last song I did. It was, for me, it was like, yo, we need to send the sound of healing out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 4 days later, I get a call from Patrick Bolton over at City of Refuge, and he said, look.
Noel Jones Church?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be there this Sunday doing that song.
Oh,
with the 100 Voice Choir.
Maybe nice. I should be there.
Okay. Yeah, you know you need to bring your tail up here. I'm going to hold your hand, Queen. I'm like, Lord, this one with me. This one with me. He said, yeah, that's how I like him. I'm going to say this, though. Please understand, and this is just me having my moment, that the God we serve celebrates your honesty.
Yes.
He celebrates your truth, because that he can work with.
Yes.
It's the person that's hiding behind themselves that he's like, I don't even know if I like your ass.
And so I never hide.
You know what I'm saying? It's
sometimes I think, but you know what, Anthony? Sometimes I think I'm so too honest to a fault. Because I...
Are you done calling Daryl?
Anthony.
I'm
just saying, as soon as I find Anthony, I'll get him this.
All right, okay. Abraham.
I'm here.
Anthony over there.
Right.
What's up?
All right, Abe. I really, because you know what? I really believe, first of all, being a New Yorker, we're raised to just be real and honest and not hold you up, right? If I don't like you, I don't like you. I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. If I like you, I'm loyal. I have this thing. It's like there's no middle ground. I'm loyal to him. He drives me crazy, but
likewise.
I love him. But I love him to death. It's like my loyalty, I guess it comes from being a New Yorker, but I also feel the need to speak what I feel. Don't ask me no questions if you don't want to know the truth. because the truth shall set you free. And I should bring you out of the darkness into the marvelous light with my truth. Yeah. But sometimes I think I'm too honest to a fault. But I just feel like if I don't continue to be who I am, I really feel like I'm just doing myself a disservice. So I'm never going to hide. I am me. I joke, I play, I laugh on here, but I'm a really cool person in real life. Like, I'm real dope.
Yeah, I stand by.
I'm a hardworking woman, you know. I'm comfortable in my skin. It is what it is.
So she's on Tinder, y'all can hear her.
I was waiting for that.
You was waiting for that?
I've really been trying to hook her up with my barber, but the thing is, I found out he got a fiance, and I was like, damn.
Yep, he don't ask these people, do they like plus size women? This is Hollywood. This
he
is
just
LA.
Wants you that I just know. I
know. Nah, let me tell you something real quick, too, though.
it's hard to find men out here who like curvy girls.
No, I don't think that's the truth. I think when a woman carries herself like a woman, a man stands up. So it's really about self-adjustment. What do you think? How do you carry yourself? What do you believe?
When I'm out, I'm carrying myself like a lady. And when I speak to a man, I know how to speak to a man. I could tell you this, though. All my relationships that I've ever been with, which wasn't many, because I've always done 5 years more, and I'm not a serial dater. I'm not into that. I'm a relationship. I'm one man's woman. You feel what I'm saying? But my relationships have always been dope. I left. They never leave me.
I leave
them. Yeah. But that's only because you stop feeding my soul. I'm not going to sit here and be with you if you're not feeding my soul. We need to go.
They done wrote books on that.
Yeah. But honestly, though, I'm going to keep it real. I am a lady, you know, when I have to be, but I'm also funny, and I'm real, and I'm cool. I sound like I'm putting out a fucking ad to get a man.
I'm sitting over here like...
You got me over here thinking in my head, like, who can I introduce her to?
Abraham gonna write a song about that.
I work hard. Like, I bust my ass. Can you give me that, though?
Give you what?
That I work hard.
Why are you sitting up here like we don't know this?
Yes.
Like these watching us don't know this.
I've done good for myself.
But see, now you on the show, she know your parish watching, so she like that.
Just in case there's someone in the ministry.
Just in case there's someone in the ministry who want to take Queen out on a date, who can deal with an outspoken, real woman who you want to have fun with, I'm here. Send some fucking pictures at the bottom of YouTube. I'm taking applications. A bitch need to have a baby and get married. Fill my womb. Okay, I'm kidding. Okay. I need to go home and smoke some weed. I'm sorry. Okay. Tap me. Thank you.
I ain't got nothing on me.
All right, so before we round this day out, Abraham, so what else are we working on from now till 2017, yes, going into the new year?
What are we getting from here? We have new music dropping. So okay. we have music dropping in November, actually. I really feel like there should be a charge in the earth on raising the love vibration, and that this is me, and y'all can tweet, call me names if you want to. I feel like we live in a very emasculated world right now.
We do.
And so I feel like we need to be in the space of celebrating our sons, you know what I'm saying, and fathers. So the song that's coming, an amazing writer, she's Grammy nominated, Oscar nominated, Wendy Parr, and my boy Avi Avliov did with me a song called Lifeline. So we're in the studio. When I leave here, I'm in the studio again today. So we're in the studio.
Wank, wank, wank.
Right. And then, of course, we have these live shows. I'm doing something with a beautiful, beautiful comedian and actress. Her name is Angel Gaines. We're doing something in September, September 25th, on her birthday. Oh. Shout out, Angel! but we decided to do a one-act, two-person show. And we wanted to see what could happen with two crazy people on stage. But it's based on a trip we did to the DNC in 2008.
Okay.
Just come to the show. When I agreed to the trip, we were leaving on a plane. By the time we made our asses to Denver, Colorado, we were in a 12-passenger van.
Sounded like Home Alone.
So our show is based on that. And please know, I did not ride home in that van. I told them, if you don't put me on a plane, there will be all kinds of problems in Denver, Colorado. So, but she was the worst. We pulled up at a gas station. A cab randomly pulls up.
She didn't get in the cab.
This Negro gets out the car, out the van, and says, oh, that's my car. Ooh. The cab was for her. She had called to me. I'm trying to tell you. That trip to Denver was something else. Y'all need to see this show. Angel Gaines and Abraham McDonald. We're doing it at the J Spot on September 25th. It's going to be hilarious. We're singing some songs because she sings as well, but she's a funny, funny comedian.
Oh, my God. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so doing that. And then a bunch of privates. I'm doing the Commissioner's Ball in Atlanta in November. Doing some amazing stuff for the Minority AIDS Foundation here in December. So, you know, we just riding it out.
That's good. Staying that busy. Calendar's full.
Yeah, yeah, we riding it out. I'm trying to be booked. So
right. Being booked so, is yeah, good.
So ride it out. But
trying
I'm not
to come
I'm not
up on Gregory Porter.
I'm not completely booked. So use those social media spots to find me.
Well, what are they?
You can find me wherever you find your fine chocolates. Abraham McDonald.
Russell Stover?
On Facebook, Abraham McDonald Inspire. On Twitter, Abraham McDonald. On IG, Abraham_McDonald. Or you can go to www.abrahammcdonald.com. Mm.
Boom. You need all new commercials. Things. That's Man. What I need to get you doing.
I'm loving it.
I'm with it, too.
Queen, where can everyone find you?
Okay, everyone can find me at Queen Wink on Snapchat, at Queen Wink on Instagram, at Queen Live on Twitter. And excuse my rant. You know I'm tired. I've been working all day.
Mr. Carter.
I love Queen.
Y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter and no longer on Snapchat because I don't use that thing no more.
He done traded IG, over to Instagram stories.
Day, I'm never dropping Snapchat right day. Now. Snap, I'm still going to use both. And where they find
loyalty.
You? Loyalty. Loyalty. Because that.
Where's Evelyn when you need her?
Yeah.
All right, but we want to thank you, Abraham, for coming through. Make sure you guys check out Better Available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Boom. Also, make sure you guys finish the music video over on Abraham's YouTube channel. You guys can hit us up at BHL The Beat across all platforms. Apparently not on Snapchat no more. We done upgraded to the Instagram
<That's>
story. But you guys can also hit me and send us your music videos. If you have a friend who's trying to get out here or do something, they got to have a music. Do not send me no damn lyric video, right. Some MP4 file that is distorted audio. I love y'all, but come on, you see what we playing here. If you got a music video, you got a friend, you know someone down the block whose friend is doing something and it's cute, send it our way. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place.
And follow Bye. Everything BHL The Beat. You're Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.